This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have Thanksgiving this week, and most of us still probably have our turkeys in the freezer. I do. I'm going to leave it there because we're not going to do Thanksgiving this week. Told you guys about that yesterday just because with all the restrictions, and I don't want to tick off some people having some people over and other people not. It's just easier for me and the family to be in our pajamas, to kick back and watch Dallas play Washington football team. It's been Dallas and Redskins for decades. They always would play on Thanksgiving. I believe Dallas always hosts, and then at the end of the game, they all get some turkey legs, and they get to eat the turkey legs, and you get to see them just kind of dig in, and you feel bad for them that they don't get to, you know, enjoy Thanksgiving like you do. But, you know, I'm going to be on the couch, cuddly, with my blankie, watching the Cowboy game. Actually, I'm going to donate blood. Earlier that day, apparently a lot of blood banks are open taking blood on Thanksgiving. For those of you guys interested in donating blood, go to my website. There's a link. You could click on that link. You're going to put in your zip code, and it'll tell you, it'll find you the closest, blood locations for you guys to donate blood if you want. So that's what I'm going to do Thursday morning. So I'm pretty excited about that because I love donating blood. And, you know, I'm also excited to see if I have antibodies to COVID. So I haven't had COVID yet. We're going to be talking about COVID again. We're going to talk about side effects with the vaccines and things like that today. But whenever you donate blood, Vitalant, American Red Cross, blood banks will actually check your blood for COVID antibodies, because if so, you might be able to donate plasma. So pretty, I'm excited. I can't wait for Thanksgiving. But back to the turkey. So some of you guys are like, nah, my turkey's still in the freezer. Well, too late. Okay, that turkey needed to come out. So let's talk about how to prepare your turkey and how to do it right. So first and foremost, right, you take the turkey out of the freezer. You take it out of the wrapping. You remove all the entrails and the esophagus and the kidneys and the liver and whatever the heck they have. And sometimes they have it in a nice bag for you, and it's oozing and it's disgusting. And then what do you do with the turkey next? You wash it. Nope. You never wash your turkey. I mean, unless you went out and hunted it, right, and you are trying to pluck out the feathers, or you're brining a turkey, which I'm not really too keen on. I don't know too much about that. You don't wash your, like, if you wash off, like, the brine or whatever, you do not wash raw poultry. We stopped that years ago. You don't wash off your raw chicken. You don't wash off your raw duck or your geese or goose. You just don't do that. Do you guys ever wash off your ground beef? No. Because when you cook it, it's going to kill everything. If you wash it, it splashes all over the kitchen. So you do not wash your turkey. Then for thawing, a lot of you guys just slap it on the counter and expect it to thaw for a couple days. Nah, that's wrong too. We do not want you to leave any sort of poultry that's contaminated on a counter. And we don't want bacteria to grow on it. You might have a piece of that turkey that thaws faster and starts to become room temperature. Well, then bugs can grow on it. So we actually want you to thaw it in the refrigerator. So if you have a turkey, and a lot of us have smaller turkeys this year because we're not having big family feasts, we're having smaller ones. So if you have and I know a lot of people like thank the Lord for that one, but yeah, it does. It bothers a lot of people. In fact, we're going to talk about, there's a survey where a third of people are like, oh, hell no, it's worth the risk to have a big Thanksgiving dinner because we're not going to see our family much longer. So we're going to talk about that as well. But if you have a turkey that's under 12 pounds, you need it to thaw in your fridge for 3 days. That's an under 12-pound turkey. If you got a turkey between 12 and 16 pounds, it's got to fall in the fridge for 4 days. If you got a turkey between 16 to 20 pounds, 5 days, over 20 pounds, it has to thaw in the refrigerator for 6 days, which means you had to have taken that turkey out last week. So if you didn't, now what? Well, we have another option, cold water. We don't thaw turkeys at room temperature on a counter. We use cold water. So for cold water, and I wrote this out, it's on my Facebook, it's on my Twitter, I wrote an article, it's on my website, drdahlia.com, and most you know, sources have this out there. For you to thaw a turkey in water, if you have a under 12-pound turkey, you can get up early that morning, it'll thaw within 2 to 6 hours in cold water. You got to change out the water every 30 minutes. If your turkey's between 12 and 16, it's going to take about 6 to 8 hours to thaw. So you got to get up really early. If you have a 16 to 20-pound turkey, it's going to take 8 to 10 hours. You might have to start the night before. If your turkey is over 20 pounds, it could be 10 to 12 hours to thaw in cold water. Do not stick it in the microwave. Do not think that the oven is going to accelerate the thaw. It just doesn't work and it doesn't taste good. Now, some people have suggested you just fill up the bathtub and you stick the turkey in the bathtub. We've heard about that for years. The problem is you got to keep changing out the water. So, I mean, if you don't worry about the water bill, I guess you could do that, you know, but it's, you know, and I know a lot of people don't have a bin. We have like a beer cooler we could put it in if we had to. All right, so now cooking. So the average rule of thumb is for every pound of turkey, you need to cook it for about like 20 minutes. Now, I've heard anywhere from 15 minutes to 30 minutes per pound. Honestly, I've seen it vary depending on how good the oven is. You need to set your oven to 325 degrees, 325. And then the cooking times, so if your bird's under 12 pounds, it's going to take about 3 to 4 hours, 3.5 to 4 hours. If it's between 12 and 16 pounds, it's going to take 4.5 to 5 hours. If it's 16 to 20, it's going to take 5.5 hours to cook. If it's above 20, it's going to take about 6 hours to cook your turkey. But you don't eat the turkey yet until you check the temperature. So what you need to do is you need to stick the thermometer into three places to check the temperature. You need to make sure that the temperature is at least 165 degrees or 75. I like 75, but it's 65. All right. 165 degrees, you need to make sure that the internal temperature is, including the stuffing. Oh, yeah. By the way, if it's an unstuffed bird, it'll take less time to cook. You might be able to shave or, yeah, stuffed one, you need to add an extra half hour, all right? But you need to make sure in three places, like the thigh, the breast, you need to check and make sure it's like 165 degrees. Mine are. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so while we're all getting excited about the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine or the AstraZeneca vaccine, and we've kind of talked about the pros and cons to each or the different in each. AstraZeneca might not be as efficacious technically because Pfizer and Moderna have now said they're close to 95% and AstraZeneca's 90%. I still think it's going to be an efficacious vaccine at preventing COVID-19. But what makes AstraZeneca's shot even more exciting is it could be in a refrigerator for up to 30 days. That's a hell of a lot easier for small villages and places that don't have the super fancy freezers to vaccinate people if they have 30 days time to be able to have that vaccine in the refrigerator and use it. So AstraZeneca is definitely getting a little bit of publicity with that one. And people are pretty excited. One of you had asked, do you get to choose which shot? Probably not. Whatever dose is going to be in your area and going to be offered, that's the one you're going to get, you know? Will you have a choice to wait? I don't know. We haven't gotten that far, okay? Most likely it'll be with, you know, the Biden administration, and we do not know what approach the Biden administration is going to have in terms of lockdowns, in terms of vaccines, in terms of mandates. So that is going to be yet to be seen. In the meantime, some health experts are asking that we be a little bit more transparent on what sort of side effects people are going to have. Now, I've already told you guys there's mild side effects, maybe some arm pain, maybe some body aches, maybe some, you know, headaches. But we have to be very, very careful in the media with the side effects. Because already many of you read that CNBC article, and you sent it to me saying, I'm not getting the shot. And I'm like, I read the article. There's nothing about the side effects saying it's dangerous. But people panic. Now, I am for transparency. I think people need to know if they're going to be down for the count for a day, or fatigued, or having a migraine, like some people have suggested that they get with the COVID vaccine. These were people in the trial. Not sure how the people knew if they got the COVID shot or not, because I thought it was supposed to be a double blind, but a study where you don't know what you're getting, and the person giving it to you doesn't know what they're giving you. But apparently some people are saying when they got the shot, they felt horrible for a day. They got a migraine. One said that happened on the second shot and not the first. They felt achy and they needed to take a day off work. So these are things that we do need to know about. The problem is, you know, the narrative, what the media wants to push right now and what the economy wants to recommend and what politicians want to recommend is everybody get the vaccine. And they really don't want somebody to go, wait a second, can somebody please, you know, beforehand tell us about the side effects? Okay, no, they don't want us talking about that. That's why you don't really see a lot about it. All you see is mild side effects, and they are mild. As a doctor, I'm telling you right now that we are hearing that the side effects are mild. Now, what would constitute mild versus serious? Okay, well, if it's serious, that vaccine's not getting through, all right? I mean, it better not get through. Serious side effects, somebody dying, somebody getting a heart attack, somebody getting a stroke, somebody having the transverse myelitis like we spoke about, somebody getting a meningitis or an encephalitis, a brain infection or spinal cord infection. A severe side effect is where you get more sick from the vaccine than the illness. We aren't seeing that with the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine, and I don't know what's been coming around the bend with Johnson & Johnson and Sanofi and Ovio. So we aren't hearing that. When there was a concern that there was a serious side effect, the trial stops. They reevaluate. They see if it really was the shot versus placebo. And then looks like most of the companies have resumed and they were able to resume and, you know, move forward. So a mild side effect could be any of the following. Body aches, feeling feverish, a goose egg on your arm after the shot, arm pain, muscle acheness, soreness, migraine. Now, I know the last one, a lot of you guys are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm going to get a migraine, and I tell you right now, I am more scared of migraine than needing a root canal. Right? Or, I mean, I hate migraines. I could have a migraine that could last a week. I am not a fan of migraines. And if somebody hears that in the news, they're going to be like, oh, hell no. Because many people that have migraines, I mean, the rule of thumb, sorry, my nose running, the rule of thumb when it comes to migraine treatment is prevent the migraine from coming on. Because once you get the migraine, we have to throw everything at you. You know, triptans, et cetera, and migraines, sometimes steroids or pain medication or whatever. I mean, it's, and that's not the appropriate way to treat a migraine, but people get so desperate by day three or four. I am not hearing that any of these COVID vaccines are going to cause week-long migraines, okay? But, you know, the same thing with the same holds true with the COVID vaccine as with the flu vaccine. Many people will say, Dr. Dahlia, I get sick from the flu vaccine. I will never take the flu vaccine because the flu vaccine makes you sick. Okay, well, technically, the flu vaccine will not give you the flu. The flu vaccine, usually the injectable one, is a killed vaccine, killed virus. So you're not really going to get flu. If you were to get sick, it could be because the immune system is being primed, just like it's going to be with the COVID. So you start getting the fever, the body aches, you start getting kind of achy, you start just not feeling right. And so you might have an immune response, you know, that makes you feel ucky. Or it could also be, for those people who said, I swear to God, I got the flu from the flu vaccine. Well, it could also be that maybe you were exposed to the flu, and the flu vaccine takes a couple weeks to kick in. So if you're in flu season, and that's when you got the flu vaccine, and then you got the flu, it could just be that you got the flu before the vaccine could have taken hold. So there are some explanations for you to feel crappy after the flu shot. Unfortunately, those reasons are enough for people to say, oh, hell no, I'm not taking it. Now, apparently, CNBC had interviewed a doctor, Sandra Fryhofer. She said both Pfizer and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines require two doses, as we talked about. And she's concerned that if the first shot doesn't go very well with patients and their side effects, that they're not going to come back for the next one. And so this poses a huge problem. If people are going to be too afraid to come back for the next one, then it is a worthless vaccination attempt. Now remember, yesterday we were told by medical experts we need 70% of people to get the shot for herd immunity. I'm already seeing online, I'm already seeing people talk going, okay, look, I'm going to be in the 30%, okay? I mean, out of 100 of us, all right, you 70 go, so we 30 don't have to. It's not going to work like that, okay? It's not. I really feel that there's going to be some government mandate to make people get it. If COVID cases continue to surge, see, I'm hoping by the summer things start quieting down again so you don't have government freak out. But if we have the vaccine by next year and it's early fall and cases are rising and governors are threatening to close down businesses again or limit their occupancy, there could be a chance that the government's like, all right, you know what, we're going to mandate. Now, healthcare workers have reached out to me going, look, okay, I got to work. How bad is this? So from what I understand, if you do feel bad, not everybody will. Everyone's different. But if you do feel bad, it's not supposed to last more than a day. If that's the case, people need to plan for that. All right? You might need to get your shot right before your day off. Not that you want to ruin your day off, or hospitals might have to plan that you are going to kind of need 24 hours to kind of rebound from it and to give you a day off. That is not something that's very, very easy for the medical community to deal with, you know, because we're going into when hospitals get overwhelmed. And so when hospitals get overwhelmed, you kind of need all hands on deck. Yeah, people take time off. They're allowed to take time off, but they definitely don't want to have their one day off when they have to deal with their kids and go shopping or whatever to be dealing with, you know, heavy vaccine side effects. So it would be ideal for us to have had the vaccine during the summer so when hospitals were less overwhelmed. The hospitals are going to be overwhelmed no matter what because we got flu and pneumonia and all the other stuff, heart attacks, people not taking care of their blood sugar, people drinking too much eggnog, people are going to eat too much turkey, they're going to have too much salt, their blood pressure is going to rise, so hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. But what I suggest everybody does is, well, number one is I think medical experts behind Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca need to give us an honest list. Then I think we need people out there calming down the hype. All right, you know, and telling people, look, okay, you know, if COVID, right, is, you know, deadly, and if COVID, and we know COVID's deadly, but if COVID, unfortunately, you know, causes this mayhem, this might be something where you got to take one for the team. The problem we have is many people who had COVID are like, wait a second, I had COVID and I didn't get a migraine, and I don't want that migraine. So it is going to kind of take some calming down and education, but that's why you're not really hearing much about the side effects, because this is why people are starting to freak out. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
General Motors announced Monday it will recall about 7 million big pickup trucks and SUVs worldwide to replace potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators. GM says it will not fight the recall, even though it believes the vehicles are safe. It will cost the company about $1.2 billion. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the inflators still run the risk of exploding, sending shrapnel into the passengers. The company has 30 days to share their plans on the recall with the government officials. David Dinkins, New York City's first black mayor, has died at the age of 93.
He said was that I deserve credit for the reduction of crime through our Safe Streets, Safe City program. He's a candidate, and he's going to say what he thinks he needs to say in order to achieve success.
Mr. Dinkins' death is less than 2 months after Mr. Dinkins' wife, Joyce, died. USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden on Monday appointed John Kerry as his special presidential envoy for climate. Kerry, who was President Barack Obama's Secretary of State, will be a cabinet-level official in Biden's administration and will sit on the National Security Council. The General Services Administration, an agency created to help manage presidential power transitions, will brief the leaders of four House committees about the presidential transition next Monday. The NFL is ready to throw flags on members not following COVID-19 protocols. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
The NFL is tightening its restrictions for mask usage on the sidelines and says it will start disciplining players and teams who don't follow their updated COVID protocols. The league outlined the new mandates in a memo to its teams on Monday, declaring that players must wear masks on the sideline unless they're getting ready to enter the game. The league is also reducing the number of players allowed to travel to a game, and teams will have to limit access to their facilities as well. Starting next week, only players and essential support personnel will be allowed to access a team's facilities. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday I saw a headline, and it was an opinion piece on if the government should pay people to wear a mask. And I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, are you kidding me, really? I mean, really, where's all this money coming from? But as I kind of read the opinion piece, I saw, okay, wait a second. I could see both sides to this. So I want to ask you guys, all right? Do you feel that the government should open up their coffers and provide money to people to wear a mask. Now, my vote on that is no, but I think the government might need to provide masks and the proper ones. That's my vote. Okay? Which, again, is still in la-la land because I don't see how that's going to be realistic. We just had another study come out saying, guys, the cloth and masks really don't do it. You really need to be wearing the N95 respirators. And this has been a big debate that many people have had where they're like, look, okay, the masks don't work. So if the masks don't work, why are we being threatened and fined and possibly losing our business license and forced to enforce it when we don't even have law enforcement or security in our stores? And, you know, my opinion on that is these are a barrier. But, yeah, these aren't adequate. Of course they're not adequate. We all know that. But they provide a barrier, and I think they do something. So I support masks. But do we pay people to wear something that's kind of halfway? I would rather, and let me see, I think I got a hold of one. These aren't exactly the N95 respirators. These are something called the KN95 respirators, which I believe are made in China. Okay? They're a little thicker. These things supposedly offer more protection. So why not the government hand these out to people? Why not make these free? I'm also wondering, I want to do a study where if you do have a mask like this, what if you put a maxi pad on the inside? Will the maxi pad offer extra layers? Because that's really the difference. A lot of these, it's the layers that are in them. It'd be really nice if they had copper in them too. So this kind of goes like that. Yeah, it's not the sexiest thing, but these are called KN95. So they're supposed to be like N95, but they're made in China. Yeah, we're still dependent on China. All right, so where did this debate come from? Why would we pay and incentivize? All right, well, you know, when you threaten to penalize people, it doesn't work. You know, the average American's like, are you kidding me, really? Really? I mean, yeah, some people scared, but people don't like penalties, and they're already, you know, kind of worried that the government is already kind of become a lot more fascist and, you know, dictatorial, and we kind of are now a society where, you know, we're having these orders from above that might not make a lot of sense, making us do things that go against our rights, go against our ability to feed our families. So you're already having a lot of distrust of everybody. So government coming out going, look, you know, maybe we'll pay you to wear the masks. It's a nice thing. But the reason why this came about is because when people are reusing their mask, or like this, okay, if you had to spend, let's say, $5 for 20 masks, or $20 for a box of 50. All right? You're like, that's a lot of money for being unemployed. But you know what? This will all be over in May or June. And it wasn't. Then in July and August, you couldn't walk into a store. You couldn't walk into a salon. You couldn't walk into a casino without a mask. Okay? Well, luckily the casinos passed them out. But I heard a lot of companies are like, sorry, we don't have any more masks. We're not going to buy the masks. They said, I mean, because now their bottom line is up. And a lot of people already added money. I don't know if you saw restaurants, but restaurant prices went up because, again, they had to pay for PPE. And they had to protect their workers, and they had to start paying for masks. So many companies started saying, you know what, look, you have to bring your own mask. And I hear from people all the time, like, I'm not going to keep buying masks. This is costing us money. So when you see an anti-mask attitude, there it could be multifaceted. There could be a lot of reasons. One is it could be on principle, where they're like, you're not going to tell me what to do. Two, it could be academic, going, but it's not really working, and I'm touching my face more, and I think it's making it worse. And when I'm sneezing, I'm trying to hold in my sneeze so it doesn't get wet. It could be aesthetic. You know, where, you know, I'm sweating, it doesn't feel good, my makeup is falling, it's just not working, and I need to see people and I need to communicate. It could be medical, where somebody, you know, is having trouble breathing in it, or they're anxious, you know, or they start to get acne or whatever. So there's a lot of reasons why people might not want to wear the mask. But the one reason that you really don't hear a lot of people be honest about is they don't want to spend the money. It's costing them to buy the masks. And they're not cheap. These things I'm seeing on sale on Amazon, a box I think of like 50 is $70 for these. Now, can you rewear them? In theory, you can. But technically, you're supposed to, I mean, in the medical setting, you're supposed to take them off. And you're supposed to take them off, and when you're around a new person, put a new one on. So that's why when I hear, and it's, you know, it's a real tough position for me to be in, because I don't want to be political, and I don't want to, you know, entertain any improper myths. But when you hear somebody go, but the masks don't work, they're not wrong. Now when you hear somebody go, well, the masks work, they're not wrong either. So what happened with the Spanish flu? Was there an Amazon that was selling masks for $70 a box? No. Nurses handed them out. Masks were handed out to everybody. They had to clean them and reuse them. Now, the Spanish flu lasted a couple of years, but it was something that the government provided. Now, the problem we have is people with their masks, I see the masks, they're outside, they're on the street. I drove over one the other day. I don't know why there was a mask in the middle of the asphalt, but it was there. Which, and people always ask, where's the biohazard? I mean, shouldn't these be thrown into biohazard? I get that asked all the time. And I said, technically, yeah, we, in medicine, we throw these things in biohazard. Apparently we're not really doing that, you know, in real life. So it's, again, halfway, and I get it. You know, we're doing the best we can. But if government was going to take on that extra money and hand out, how do they get masks to everybody? So what they might do instead is have to have, like, mask stations, you know, where at certain areas is where you can get a mask, and then, you know, kind of like a food pantry, you can get your masks and do it that way. You can't just have, like, a newspaper bin thing, because somebody always takes all the newspapers, so that's not going to work. But it is something that I think we need to think about. We're asking you, 1-877-DOCADALI, the 1-877-DOCDALI, if the government wants people in masks, should they pay for it? Now, on the flip side, would that even work? You know, in my businesses, people walk in and say, nah, I'm not wearing one. And my staff has to be like, sorry, it's the rules. We can't, you know, the governor could close us down. We have to have you, you know, wear a mask. And, you know, we have extra masks. The customer has a mask. They just don't want to wear it. So some people thought that that original headline meant you're going to be given a stipend. You're going to be given extra money just to put it on. A fear I have is if we already move so far as to paying for masks, are people going to say, you need to pay me to put it on and to restrict my rights? And I don't know if we could go that far. I don't know if government has that kind of money. Honestly, we don't really have the type of money we're already spending. So I'd like to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should government provide or pay for us to wear masks? 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. David Dinkins, New York's first black mayor, has died at the age of 93. He was, I believe, the son of a barber. And he was, I believe, the first and I think only black mayor of New York City. He has died at the age of 93. Actually, it happened last night at his residence on Manhattan's Upper East Side, according to the New York City Police Department. Apparently, the department had received a call from his residence about an unconscious person having difficulty breathing. And so we don't have any more details on what happened, but... unfortunately, Mayor David Dinkins has died at the age of 93. Also in breaking news, Pennsylvania earlier this morning has certified its presidential election results, officially declaring Joe Biden as the winner. Their final vote tally showed Biden receiving 3.4 million votes to Donald Trump's 3.3 million votes. There was an 80,555 differential between the two, and that's according to Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar. I am receiving many of your questions, like, over the past few weeks on what happened that night. Trump was winning in Michigan and Wisconsin and Georgia and Pennsylvania. New York Times was even calling it. There's apparently odds and bets that people do out of, in other countries. Trump had it. The claim is that all the mail-in ballots started to get counted and the Democrats were more inclined to do mail-in ballots. Whether you believe that or not is up to you. But that's unfortunate. That's where we stand right now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are coming up on Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is a little bit different this year. Okay? For some of you, still going to have a nice turkey feast, going to have the family over. Gonna go and do some Black Friday shopping. Some of you will be able to leave early. For the majority of us, we got some pretty strict guidelines. And no more than 2 households, no more than 10 people from both households. Everybody has to wear masks indoors. If you, for some, you have to have it outdoors, which is kind of cold in some parts of the country. And it's just kind of taking the fun out of it that, you know, in my family, we just canceled it. The older, you know, family members were a little worried. I'm going to be donating blood. We're also got, you know, the Cowboy game. Not that the Cowboys have been doing, you know, very, very good this year. I'm just like, you know what? You know, to have a big family feast when we really can't have family together. And we're all on diets in my family. We're going to just do a small, you know, dinner. And it stinks, you know. It's a beautiful holiday, but it just doesn't feel like Thanksgiving. Well, it's also not going to feel like Black Friday. So Black Friday, during the recession, took a turn where it started on Thursday evening. And during the Great Recession, which marred most of the teens, last decade, Black Friday, which was a saving grace for most stores, was somebody that had the bright idea of why the heck are we waiting till Friday? If we could open before others on Thursday, we could bring in extra income on Thursday. And a whole bunch of other retailers jumped on that. It stunk for those people who had to work, but I think they got double time. So it ended up, you know, actually working out for some employees because they're like, wait a second, I'm actually making more money and I get away from the family. So it kind of, you know, for the last then 10 years stuck. People were like, okay, you know what? This is going to work. Unfortunately, with COVID, it doesn't work. And so now we're going back to closures on Thanksgiving. Some people, you know, applaud that. I think a lot of the companies are kind of sad because this might be their last, you know, hurrah, their Hail Mary until they have to close. So which stores are going to be closed? Well, Academy Sports and Outdoors are going to be closed on Thanksgiving. Ace Hardware, Aldi, Apple, except I think Apple Fifth Avenue flagship in New York might be open. At At Home, Banana Republic, Barnes & Noble, Bath & Body Works, Beals Florida, Bed Bath & Beyond will be closed on Thanksgiving. We're not talking Black Friday, but these are like the, if you went on Thursday night, don't go this Thursday night. These places are closed. Best Buy, BJ's Wholesale Club, Boscov's, Burlington, Bye Bye Baby, Conn's Home Plus, Costco, Dick's Sporting Goods, Dillard's, Five Below, Fleet Arm, Forever 21, GameStop, Gap, Guitar Center, H&M, Half Price Books, Harbor Freight, Hobby Lobby, Home Depot, Home Goods, IKEA, J. Crew, JCPenney, Kohl's, Lowe's, Lids, Macy's, Marshall's, Menards, Michael's, Nordstrom, Nordstrom Rack, Office Depot, and Office Max. Who's buying presents at Office Depot? And well, you know what? I mean, I could use some toner. Anyway, Office Depot and Office Max closed for Black Friday. Old Navy, Petco, PetSmart, although I'm sure somebody's going to feed the animals that are in there. Publix, Raymour and Flanagan, REI, Sally Beauty, Sam's Club, Sephora, Shoe Carnival, Southwest Eastern Grocers, Staples, Target, TJ Maxx, Trader Joe's, Ulta Beauty, Value City Furniture, Vera Bradley, Walmart will be closed on Thursday. Hasn't done that in a long time, and World Market. There will be some stores that will stay open. Albertsons, hours will vary, but, you know, people always are like, dang, I forgot the cranberry sauce, or I forgot, you know, Acme Market, Bash's, supermarkets will be open, Dillon's, Food Lion, Fred Meyer, the Fresh Market, Fresh Time, Giant Company, Giant Food will be open, Giant Eagle Supermarkets, Harris Teeter, H-E-B, Hy-Vee, King Supers, Kroger, Meijer, Ralph's, Safeway, Smart and Final, Sprouts, Stop and Shop, Tops, Wegmans, or is it Wegmans? Whole Foods Market, Winco, Walmart. No, Walmart should not be open. No, Walmart's closed. Your 7-Eleven will be open. Your Circle K will be open. Most CVS, from what I understand, Big Lots, Bass Pro Shops will be open. Cabela's will be open. Dollar General will be open. Edible, Instacart, Rite Aid, Sheets, Walgreens, Wawa's will be open. When I went to Pennsylvania, there's a lot of Wawa's there. I like Wawa. I like Wawa a lot. All right, so then Black Friday, a lot of these places will open up for Black Friday. They need to. Unfortunately, there's a lot of restrictions. So, like, in my neck of the woods, the big box stores that are 50,000 square feet, they still have to be at 25% capacity, and they have to have people at each door counting. Now, I don't know if the grocery store aspect is going to be limited as well. But Costco, let's say, is going to open at 9 a.m. on Friday. Let me see. JCPenney will open at 5 a.m. Michael's at 7 a.m. Old Navy, 12 a.m. Oh, well, 12 a.m., that's still kind of Thursday night. Sam's Club will be open normal hours for Black Friday. Target will open at 7 a.m., most stores. Walmart will open 5 a.m. local time on Black Friday. And you know what? I mean, considering with everything going on and, you know, the staff issues and, you know, the need to, you know, kind of have, you know, many staff people on deck for all the new rules, I think they might be making a better, shall we say, choice that way by just being closed on Thanksgiving. Because number one is paying double time for a holiday or paying overtime. That's really going to, you know, add to your cost. And you can't understaff. You're going to have the most amount of staff. And even though you'll probably get people saying, yeah, I want to be there, how do you know they don't have COVID? So, you know, and if you're limited with the number of customers, you're really not going to gain that much of a profit. So you might as well be open Friday when you don't have to pay overtime and that kind of thing. So, yeah. But many of these places have been urging that you buy online. In fact, Amazon has told people to be prepared that there could be up to, I believe, a few weeks delay with some of the shipment because they are anticipating huge orders on Amazon. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.